products. See terms of use.
Talk to you, we will. Doug Steffens, good day. 7 after the hour, it's Wednesday. Doug's friends are here, Roberta Fasanelli and Jennifer Horn. Rich McFadden, more importantly, they are your friends. And to wit, I have I like taking care of all my friends, including those who love the blonde jokes. So here is something just for you.
The blonde joke.
Get ready, Jen.
Here we go. This is a beautiful blonde New Yorker. Roberta,
yo.
That's why I saved this for this hour. So depressed, she decided to end her life by throwing herself overboard from an ocean liner.
Oh, what a way to go. Out
before she could throw herself from the docks, from the deck, though, this young sailor stops by and he says to her, "You have so much to live for. I'm a sailor and we're going off to Europe tomorrow, and I can take you away on my ship. You can be a stowaway. I'll take care of you, bring you food, and keep you warm and happy." Sounds like
sounds nice.
Yeah, very, very sweet.
I'll apply for the job.
So with nothing to lose, combined with the fact that she always wanted to go to Europe, she says, "Yeah, I'll be happy to do that." That night, the sailor brought her on board, hid her in a small, comfortable compartment. From then on, every night, he brought her 3 sandwiches, and the two of them stayed together. 3 weeks later, she was discovered by the captain during a routine inspection. Captain opens the door and says, "What are you doing here?" She says, "I have an arrangement with one of the sailors. He brings food, and I get this free trip to Europe." "I see," the captain said. Her conscience gets the best of her, and she says, "Plus, he's spending warm nights with me." There's another word in here that I can't use it. To tell the story.
Warm, loving nights?
Well, yeah, warm, loving nights. It has to do with...
There we go.
But he's... in essence, the captain says, he's taking advantage of you. And the lady says, "What do you mean?" The captain says, "This is the Staten Island Ferry."
Aw. Poor girl, she needed help.
Yeah, right. Right. So here's something I don't understand.
Roberta, what were you doing on the Staten Island Ferry?
You know, I ride it every once in a while because it's free.
Yeah, right. There you go. I'm trying to figure this out. Can you help me? Roy Shaw, who listens to this program, has demanded an apology from me.
From
I just got this email yesterday.
Okay.
I get a lot of email, and I pay. I usually sometimes I answer it myself, or I'll ask Bob to answer it, or I'll take it and I'll answer it on the air. So I'm reading this, and I'm thinking, when was the last time I talked about Toyota? How long ago was it? I mean, you and I, Richie is more critical of them now. I think they've had their
You just
day
talked
in
about
the,
it recently.
Yeah.
Did I really? What did
yeah,
I say?
You trashed them. You trashed my poor Lexus. Yeah.
Yeah, we were
I
bashing. That's Lexus. Right. Last week when we were talking about BMW and Lexus.
Really?
Whatever.
Why did I? I don't remember trashing the Lexus though.
I don't remember why. Because they're glorified Toyotas.
Right.
Well, okay. So they are. That's what they are. What's wrong with that? That's
and I
what they are.
I love mine. Okay,
but fine.
Go ahead.
But that doesn't mean that what I said isn't true. So this fellow says you owe Toyota an apology for your attacks on their products and, more importantly, on their integrity.
Wow.
And you owe me an apology for your rude attack on me during your rant.
Oh.
How did you attack him?
Because he was probably
about
on the phone.
Toyota. But I don't remember attacking anybody on the phone. If this gentleman is listening, you're welcome to call and you can attack me. How's that?
Yeah,
I'll hold him down.
We'll give you 60 seconds. Yeah, right. We'll hold him down.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll put duct tape on him for about 60 seconds, right. Let you have at him.
800-510-8255, all right? You want to
It's George,
your,
right?
Wait with me. No, his name is Roy.
Roy, okay.
Roy Shaw. All right? You know what? I'm happy to get this communication. One of the things that we have said often on this program is how great it is to get feedback, whether it's on the phone, email, following on Facebook, all of that stuff. Tell us what you think. One of the things that has been a lesson over the years, I've been doing a talk radio for a while, and It's interesting, over the years, I've been talking with some of my friends. I don't know why we got off onto this. I was with somebody a couple of weeks ago, and we were talking about talk radio management and how people who run these stations, oftentimes now, that don't have time to really understand what's coming from the listeners, but as soon as they see a blip on the radar, they think there's something wrong, and they want to change it. When, in fact, the best thing that can happen, and I say this to you, all of you lovingly, who follow, this program is pretty benign in comparison to a lot of the stuff that's out there. And no, Richie, I didn't have any peanuts. I just finished an apple.
Oh, did you eat the core?
No, Charlotte does that. Excuse me.
You let her eat the core?
I wouldn't do that.
I don't let her eat the. I let her eat the meat around. She can't have the seeds because they have.
Yeah,
the seeds have arsenic in them. But she eats the what I don't eat in the flesh. She'll eat. She loves to just.
Right.
I should get a picture of it and put it up on the website.
Does it core a apple?
Say what?
Does it core a apple?
Core a apple.
Yeah, the Honeymooners.
Oh, I don't remember that.
That's a famous line from the Honeymooners.
I was
Jackie
absent
Gleason.
That day. Yeah, I was absent.
Oh, remember. Chef of the Future? Does
How in the world
apple?
Do you remember that?
Wow.
That's a wonderful skit.
What
that's,
in the
that's,
world?
That's on the same scale as Who's on First.
Yeah, you know what? I remember some of the Lucille Ball skits, but I don't remember the Jackie. Wow. And there were some great moments in Honeymooners.
Oh, yeah, that was a great show. But, yeah,
apple.
Way back.
All right, so now I've lost my train of thought. What was I just talking about?
Roy, apple. The Toyota, this show isn't as strident as others.
I was talking about radio stations who cancel the program because of something that they think I said that offended people. Folks,
that's
what this format is all about. Not necessarily that I'm about that, because this program is about having fun with the issues for the most part. I'm not talking about politics and things.
You get on your toots, but it's more to make people think.
Right.
And to say, you know, what do you think?
Right.
Let me know than it is to make people mad.
All right. So anyway, I honestly.
But then sometimes you get on these rants because this is the way that you. This is your shrink's couch.
Like the big.
When you have to go in and
government
lay on the shrink's
thing
couch,
that I was on.
Instead of paying the $250 an hour, you come and lay down here and just use all of us.
Here I am, helpful and happy to get the help. All right. I'm helpful to people. I say what the guys on the Board of Trustees at Heidelberg say. Is that I'm the one who always asks the question that nobody else dares to ask. Because I don't have that kind of a filter.
Right.
If it's something that needs to be asked or and it's for the benefit of everybody, why would you want to have that help? Why would you want to have that focus? Why would you want to know the answer? Hello. In a moment, Mardi Gras. Yesterday was Fat Tuesday.
Woo-hoo-wee!
Fat Tuesday. So what are we going to do?
Wednesday?
No, really?
No.
Oh,
Fat
no.
Tuesday is...
Today's Ash Wednesday.
Doesn't it kick it off, the Mardi Gras? Ash Wednesday is the...
Today's Ash Wednesday.
No, Easter
Mardi
is
Gras.
What?
Mardi Gras is the...
It's the day before.
The day before
it's
Ash
Easter
Wednesday.
No. It starts off... There's a period of time from now until Easter.
That's called Lent, but Ash
Lent.
Wednesday kicks off Lent.
Oh, I thought Ash Wednesday was the Wednesday before Good Friday.
No.
It's Maundy Thursday. That's what it is.
Mardi Gras is March 8th, dear. You're a month.
I was
going to
say, I didn't think Ash Wednesday was today, but
Mardi Gras is March 8th,
Ash
and
Wednesday
Ash Wednesday is
March
9th.
Yeah.
Well, I guess I've made an asshole of myself again.
Doug.
Nice.
Yeah, March 9th. There you go.
As we lose 100 stations.
Why? Because I said it was an asshole?
Ash.
I didn't say that. I said Ash.
Ash.
Ash. A-S-H.
Have you ever been in for Ash Wednesday?
So how did I think that this was yesterday was Mardi Gras day?
I don't know.
It was a quiet Mardi Gras. That's what I was thinking because I hadn't heard about it.
All right, well,
I didn't doubt you, though. Look at
I have never claimed to always be right. That's one thing you'll never hear from me or anybody else who's close to me. But I'm always right. Okay, our 2020 news quiz coming up. And then we want to talk about ticket scalping. By the way, good news today from the good news department. The House of Representatives managed to not get enough votes to continue the Patriot Act. So at the end of this month, the Patriot Act goes poof. One of the worst mistakes legislatively in the history of the country. And a lot of the rights that we lost after September 11th were a result of these knuckleheads passing this bill that nobody read. And after they read it, they said, oh, my God, did we vote for that? Yet another example of a bill called the Patriot Act. How do you vote against that? The same thing as the Food, Health, and Safety Act. How do you vote against food, health, and safety when, in fact, the act has nothing to do with food, health? It has to do with food, but not anything to do with real health. At any rate, I thought it was interesting that move was taken. So the good news is that a lot of those things, I don't know what it means for the future of the TSA and some of these other outfits that have come about as a result of that legislation, but maybe it's at least a start to have some intelligence and normalcy back. And it also takes away a lot of the government's ability to do things that are basically illegal with people. And I know a lot of you think, oh, wow, this is great. We can torture people and get them because they're our enemies, yada, yada, yada. You know what? I may agree with you on getting the information, but if you have a rule or a law, you abide by it, or you don't have the rule, or you don't have the law. One or the other, but not both. And that was the problem with the Patriot Act, in my opinion. All right, enough on that. News quiz coming up on Good Day.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give after nasal spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
I just saved on my favorite
diapers, so I bought my baby a new
chainsaw, and they marked down the best nail
polish. Two for the price of one.
People love to talk about great deals, and if you talk to your neighbors, some of them are bound to tell you about State Farm. Thanks to discounts of up to 40%, switching to State Farm could save you hundreds. No wonder 40 million drivers trust State Farm. That's more drivers than Geico and Progressive combined. So ask a neighbor, then go to discountdoublecheck.com or call 1-800-STATE-FARM.
Discount percentage and availability may vary by state.
Jack be nimble, Jack be quick. Jack knocked over a candlestick onto the shag carpeting, and his pants ignited into flames, causing him to stop, drop, and roll. Luckily, Jack recently had Geico help him with renter's insurance, because all his belongings went up in flames. Jack got full replacement and now has new pants he ordered from Banana Republic. Visit Geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
You know, these days, more Americans are using their credit cards less.
Which is why Rent-A-Center is making more sense.
You can get the brand you want without having to use
and abuse credit. You don't even need a credit card.
And if you need to, you can stop and pick back up where you left off.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a special price on your choice of two Ashley sofa and love seat sets. Rent to own with no credit needed and no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop
in the new economy.
See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
American business is hopping, energized by Office Max rubber band balls, changing boring to bouncy. And we won't stop until every presentation is magic. Office Max has America's largest selection of retail ink and toner, so we have your ink. Purchase $60 in HP ink or any national brand ink and get a $15 iTunes gift card. Valid through February 12th, $60 before taxes, offer in-store only, and excludes Office Max brand ink. Ink claim based on survey of select Office Product Superstores, includes national and Office Max brand ink and toner and ink refill. Office Max. Work with us.
All right, work with us here, 800-510-8255. You have on the 2020 news quiz 20 minutes to figure out what the answer is. My question is, I actually would like you to identify what the dream chaser is. What is the dream chaser? 800-510-8255, getting a lot of attention in the news in the last week or two. What is the dream chaser? Been developed by a company in Nevada. What's it all about? The Dream Chaser. It is a thing. What is it? 800-510-8255 on Good Day at 21 after.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish at M10 gas masks are $3 for $30. And Swiss filters are $3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them. Plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179. 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com. The main name in military supply.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now. Right now.
Go.
I've seen fire and I've seen rain.
Perhaps this is a best known song, isn't it?
I've seen sunny days.
One
that
of.
I thought would
absolutely.
Never end.
You're caught in
seen lonely times when I could not
Mars orbit.
Find a
get you out of it, bring you back to Earth here on Good Day.
But I always thought that I'd see you again.
I never was a big fan of James Taylor, but I've always liked this song.
Got some good stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Down upon me, Jesus. You gotta help me make a stand.
You got a friend in me.
Yeah.
Mexico.
You got to see me through another.
So,
how sweet it is.
The reason that I am asking you to listen for a moment, we have 45 seconds or so of opportunity in each hour. Sometimes we take it a couple of times to present to you through music an idea or an emotion or something like that. The reason that I'm focusing on James Taylor is because he seems to be the first person this year who's announced his summer series of concerts. Now, this is going to be in the next month or so. Everybody who's going to hit the road starting, when are they? Usually it's end of May, right?
Yeah, no, up? Earlier than that. They'll be hitting it, some in April. They'll hit out west and then work their way east.
Yeah, right. So there are, he's been around, I think he started last year with Carole King.
He did, yeah.
And he's out on his own, but interesting, there was a profile, I think it was in the L.A. Times this past weekend, Jennifer, of the two of them and how long they've been friends. They were friends when they were teenagers.
They never dated, though, right?
I do not believe they ever dated, no. It's interesting how their careers, they're the same age and how they paralleled each other. They both were writers.
Styles of music.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it fits well together. Anyway, so James Taylor starts out in Tanglewood, as a matter of fact, in western Massachusetts, Lenox, Stockbridge area, Massachusetts, and they're going to be having a number of... He's traveling this year with John Williams, the conductor of the orchestra leader that's done all these movies. He's going to be conducting the Boston Pops this summer. And so the two of them are going to be traveling. That'd be an interesting concert, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I would. I'd much rather see John Williams than
absolutely.
James Taylor.
I'm with you on that one, Richie. 100%. Coming up in a moment, Shelley Palmer will help you understand the reason smartphones have outsold personal computers. I don't know. Is that big news? I guess it is. Huh? Smartphones outselling personal computers?
Because when I'm at home, sitting on the couch... I've got my iPhone instead of my computer.
Really?
I can't tell you. I maybe log onto my computer at home 3 times a week.
Really?
Maybe.
Wow. You have an iPad.
Yeah. That's pretty interesting. I'm getting an iPad.
All right. Speaking of James Taylor and the concert season, Roberta, there's a website that's the website of the day today, scorebig.com.
Oh, I'll get lucky, you mean?
Oh, Lord.
This is a sort of, I described it earlier as Priceline for concerts and sporting events. They guarantee that you can bid and get tickets below face value. It's sort of like what you do when you want to go to a play in New York. You go to Times Square.
Right.
The day of.
Oh, so is it score big or score bid?
Big. No, score big. S-C-O-R-E-B-I-G.
So okay. They're trying to one-up StubHub.
Yes.
StubHub pretty much owns that market right now.
They are selling StubHub now.
Is owned by eBay.
Is it?
Yeah.
500,000 tickets.
Maybe it is.
500,000 tickets a day available. So they have made a business out of this. I don't know that you'd get into an NFL game. I suppose maybe you might. Major League Baseball.
My brother has season tickets to the Wizards basketball here in Washington, and he sells all of his unused tickets on StubHub.
He does.
So I'll tell him about this. And
score big.
Well, no, my brother doesn't want to sell them for under face value.
Oh, but that's right. StubHub is over face value. It's
no,
sort of a legitimate
StubHub is whatever.
Scalper. I mean,
if somebody wants to sell them cheap, somebody wants to sell them over, it depends on how hot the tickets are and how much they need to get rid of them. So.
All right, so, Roberta, you go check this out, score big.
Absolutely.
Maybe we'll add it to the Queen of Cheap, which is coming up in a few moments. Queen of Cheap and television in the next part of Good Day, 28 after the hour now.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use in technology, media, and entertainment. First up, for the first time ever, smartphones have outsold personal computers. In the fourth quarter of 2010, 101 million smartphones were shipped versus 92 million PCs. Smartphone sales are up 87.2% from last year, and companies like Samsung and HTC have seen exponential growth. In other news, the Roman Catholic Church has sanctioned the release of a mobile app that encourages people to go to confession. The app offers an examination of conscience that will determine which of your sins are confession worthy. You can even study your prayers and write drafts of your transgressions. And finally, Apple's iPhone 4 for Verizon has been dissected and appears to have a universal antenna. A Qualcomm chip was installed to handle Verizon's network, but because it's universal, it'll work on GSM networks worldwide. The iPhone could become even more popular with a universal chip. Visit ShellyPalmer.com to read all about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrin Nasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Does a rolling stone gather no moss? No moss. You're gonna have to trust me on this one.
Switch to GEICO now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines, it seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and begin to see a different world.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
Near you.
Movie from yesterday to today because it's the beginning of a brand new day, 2/9/11, February the 9th, already into the second week of the second month of the second year in this decade, right? Wouldn't be, we all thought there was this big argument. Remember the big argument when
Which
it was
one?
2000 and they said, okay, it's the beginning of the new, and then they, no, it's the old century, doesn't the new one start until 2001?
Right.
And then we went back and forth. I don't think it was ever resolved. I never felt like it was resolved.
I think everybody pretty much agreed it was the last year of the old
millennium. I didn't agree with that.
Millennium.
I didn't agree with that at all.
Why not? You thought the new millennium
because
started
I'm
it?
A contrarian. I don't agree with people just to get along.
Okay.
You're a contrarian?
Well, then I think everybody didn't agree that it was the start
of
the new millennium.
That's true. Now let's see if we can get agreement on our 2020 news quiz question. Mark is in Washington. 800-510-8255 is the number he dialed. So far, do I have my facts correct, Mark?
I got a little cut out there. What was the question?
The question is, I said Mark is in Washington, and
yep.
You're calling to answer the 2020 news quiz. I was getting my facts straight. Do I have my facts straight so far?
Yes.
All right. Now you have to give us the fact of the at least the focus on the Dream Chaser. What is the Dream Chaser?
It is a spacecraft that's similar to the space shuttle that takes off in a rocket, lands like the space shuttle on our runway, and will supply the space station, but it's privately owned.
You're almost 100% correct. It does not take off. It has to be dropped from the belly of a 747. It is not capable of taking off on its own. It is capable of landing on its own. Been developed by the Sierra Nevada Space System Company. The Dream Chaser was named after the Boeing new jetliner. That's what I figured people would get. The Dreamliner is the name of the new Boeing 787, the so-called Dreamliner. Well, about the time that was being developed, this thing was being developed, and the guys who were running said, hey, that's a catchy sounding name, so we'll call our ship the Dream Chaser. It's pretty small. Looks kind of like a combination. You got a picture of it, Mark? Did you see a picture? of it?
Yes, and I bet you they do it for half the price NASA does.
Well, NASA gave them a $20 million grant. As you know, there is a move afoot now to combine the private sector and the public sector when it comes to this sort of thing, which, in my estimation, is not a bad idea at all, as long as we don't kind of lose the history of NASA. NASA has done some wonderful things. One of the few government agencies, even though they are not perfect, far from perfect, they've had a lot of snafus. But the things that have come out of NASA in the era when we were all worried about Sputnik, I don't know if you're old enough to remember that, Mark, or not, but you...
I'm old enough. No, not quite Sputnik.
Well, you go back to 1957, when Dwight Eisenhower was president and the Russians were knocking our socks off. And so we had this big move to have everybody go into science. We had science. That's when the real science fair movement started, and people were going into science and math. And we created this rivalry between Russia, and we all sort of rallied to the cause. And that's when NASA started, and they developed in very short order a lot of things that have been historical in terms of us getting off of the planet and getting away from the bounds of gravity, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But this company has developed something that is about, I think, a quarter of the size of the space shuttle, has room for three, if I'm not mistaken, and they're going to build four of them, looks like, and they're going to, put them underneath the belly of the plane, put people in them, take off, drop the thing off, and it then fires up, takes off, and can go into a low orbit up to about 400 and some odd miles, apparently. And it'll go to the space station, pick up people that'll take people on rides. If you want to ride for $20 million, help yourself. No, I don't think it's 20.
I'm not saying Wiki is right, but they say a crew of seven. And that may not be correct.
Well, maybe I'm reading this. It says three. It may be three passengers and a crew of seven. Maybe that's what it is. I don't know. I don't have that info.
Yeah.
I'll trust you and whatever information, because Richie is such a big believer in WikiLeaks. Wikipedia.
Yeah, no, not Wikipedia.
I'm a big believer in WikiLeaks.
Yeah, you're a big believer
in Wikipedia.
Right.
But anyway,
you're talking about smartphones. I'm on one, and I get most of my internet, and I wish some of these websites would format, because some of them are not formatted, and boy, they're missing the boat.
Yeah, you're right.
Why do you suppose they don't do that? What is it that expensive to add it in?
No, you just have to kind of redo every page in your website so that it formats to a smaller screen. A lot of websites do it, but a lot don't.
All right, Mark, are you a skier?
I believe they don't understand the significance of the demand on smartphones. Most of them do, but yours is pretty good. I didn't have any problem with yours.
The iPhone app that we have?
No, you go to
DougStephan.com on a phone, on a smartphone, whether it formats properly.
So it formats, okay, good. That's good to know.
Yeah.
Are you a skier, Mark?
I am.
You are. We have ski. Richie, you got the list there. Why don't you go over with Mark or have Michael go over with
Michael
Mark, where we have him. If we can give you connect you with some ski lift tickets to a place you'd like to go to, we're happy to do it, Mark. Thank you for the call. Hold on a moment. Let's get to Roberta Fasanelli, who's our queen of cheap, helping us save some money. And did you do any research on this Score Big website, Roberta?
Not yet, boss.
The diva.
Yes, absolutely.
It's Roberta Fasanelli.
All right, big deals of the day at DougStephan.com. You'll see them posted. Roberta reviews them for you now.
We got some great deals, coming up for Valentine's Day next Monday, so you got to start thinking about it. Well, Snackfish has a free 11x14 collage poster. You can get this pretty fast. You'll get a whole bunch of pictures of you and your honey together and create a collage poster. And that 11x14 collage poster is just $1.99 shipping and handling. So it's free and just a little bit of shipping. The promo code for that is PosterBaby. It's also on the DougStephan.com website. Get her a little bit of makeup, some free sample by Fit Me by Maybelline. It's their new makeup line. Also, if your honey keeps saying that they've got a headache, well, you can get a free sample of Bear Aspirin, courtesy of Sax Club. don't need a membership. Just leave that portion blank, and you can get your honey some free aspirin. When they say they have a headache, notice I'm not saying she, even when he says he has a headache.
Right.
Go, well, use some aspirin, honey. A free Redbox DVD rental only on Valentine's Day, February 14th. The code is Be Mine. You can pick up a really romantic movie. And take them out to dinner, restaurant.com, an 80% off sale just in time for that special Valentine's Day date. A $25 gift certificate, which is normally $10. You can get it only for $2 or $3. The code is LOVE at the checkout. And the offer ends on Valentine's Day, so pick them up beforehand. And small
right, so,
and a queen of cheap section on DougStefan.com or GoodDayShow.com.
And our website of the day, the Score Big website, Roberta's going to check it out and give you the straight skinny on it as soon as she can. Meanwhile, speaking of Valentine's Day, as it is next Monday, and it is appropriate to be focusing on what it is that you are going to do for that person that you love. Romance. It goes both ways, you know. I think Roberta has been the one here who has suggested this is not a deal just for men to get for women. That is the pro-flowers deals. I know a lot of men, including me, I love flowers. I grow them all around my house on the farm, have many different types of flowers around all season long. These are special, though. These dozen red roses, you'll be so impressed with the quality. Or, if you want a couple of dozen assorted roses, the price is the same for Valentine's Day, and you get a free glass vase, and you get free chocolates. I feel like the guy who's doing the part of the announcement on the infomercial, right? But wait, there's more. Well, actually, there is more, but starting with roses and chocolates for under $30, not a bad deal. It's a, what's that book? Deals and Steals? Or Steals
yes.
and Deals?
Yeah, something like that.
All right, so anyway, that's what this is. It is close to Valentine's Day. Do yourself a favor. Don't wait till the last minute. Pro Flowers doesn't want you to. They can help you out as well right now, today, at this moment, as they can tomorrow. But why would you want to wait? Just get the load off of your mind. The roses will stay fresh. They'll be delivered on time. You will like it. The deal that I'm talking about expires on Friday of this week. Here's the only way to get these Valentine's Day roses. For Doug Steffen listeners, you call 800-PRO-FLOWERS. PROFLOW, but it's obviously spelled out flowers. Mention Doug, D-O-U-G, or you can go to proflowers.com, proflowers.com. Click on the mic in the top right-hand corner and type in Doug. The deal is a deal. It is a deal. Such a deal at proflowers.com.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Do only dogs hear dog whistles?
Enjoy multi-car safety feature and good driver discounts when you switch to Geico. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrinasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
Guys, when's the last time you changed up your hairstyle? Well, it might be time. A survey by Axe Hair, a leader in men's grooming, reveals that a majority of girls wish their guy would change up their current hairstyle. St. Louis rookie quarterback and number one draft pick Sam Bradford on how he changes up his look.
You know, I'm always changing up my style. My ritual is to grow my hair and cut it off at the end of each season. This time I'm doing it the right way, by working with Axe Hair, who hooked me up with their stylist to get a new in look. The great thing about Axe Hair is that they have a range of styling products for whatever look I'm going for, from messy to clean cut and everything in between.
For the off-season, Axe Hair gave Sam a short buzz style. The look is not only a favorite of his, but it's perfect for Axe's new buzzed look cream with SPF 15, which provides scalp protection and texture. To check out Sam's new look and learn more about Axe Hair, visit facebook.com/axe. I'm Gail Humphrey.
This is my way to learn Spanish.
This is my way to learn French.
My way to learn Russian.
Russian.
Italian.
Japanese.
My way.
My way.
Chinese.
My way to learn a foreign language.
The best way to learn a foreign language is your way. Rosetta Stone invites you to try absolutely free a software program developed around the way you think and the way you learn. The same way you learned your first language. In fact, it's been recognized as the fastest, easiest way to learn a language, guaranteed.
It's totally my way to learn Spanish.
No classrooms, no boring drills, no useless memorization. It's a learning program that works around you, not the other way around. And right now, you can try it absolutely, positively free with a free demo CD-ROM.
Free. That's definitely my way.
Try Rosetta Stone for free by calling 1-800-441-1454. 1-800-441-1454. For your free demo, call 1-800-441-1454.
The shadows start to fade as the light slips through the shade. Another morning sneaking in without a sound. Your aroma fills the air. Really nothing can compare to that first cup of Folgers going down. The best part of waking up, Folgers in your car.
Time now for us to check the world of television. It's 14 before the hour. By the way, Jennifer, did you know this is the anniversary of The Simpsons?
Oh, really? No, I did not know that.
Wow, what, 25 years?
Episode.
23 years, something like that.
It became the longest-running primetime animated series on this date, 1997. So from then to here is 14 years. And before that, they had, I think, 14 years.
Yeah, I know they started right around the time I was in seventh grade.
Right. Okay, so the question would be, what show held the previous record, longest-running primetime animated series before The Simpsons was...
The Flintstones.
That's
Thank
what I
you.
Would guess. Was that right?
Yeah, that's right.
Cool.
Good for you. Okay, let's see what we can find out here about the latest, this Matt LeBlanc show. Does that start tonight?
Or Matthew Perry.
Oh, it's Matthew Perry, not Matt LeBlanc.
Yeah.
Wait a minute, no, there's a...
Do they both start tonight? Here's the thing. Mr. Sunshine with Matthew Perry starts
right.
tonight on ABC. This will be the first time it airs. It also stars Allison Janney.
Yeah.
And let me
she's
do a little.
Cool. I love her.
Yeah, let me do a little research. I'm not sure. I haven't seen that LeBlanc's show starting tonight.
The Matt LeBlanc show basically is about him, if I'm not mistaken. If I read
right,
it.
It's yeah. a takeoff right. on his real life.
His real life.
Which, the former sitcom superstar. Yeah,
so is that
if
be
you
want to
see
boring?
It, catch it early.
Yeah. I've heard that Mr. Sunshine, I've heard really weird reports that some people say it's just kind of a tough show and it's not going to go anywhere. And then I've heard yeah. a few people that saw previews and said it's really funny.
So yeah, that show he did where he was the producer for the Saturday Night Live-esque show that they had for a few years ago, and it ran for like two seasons. It was a funny show.
Mm-hmm.
It's too bad.
Are you talking about Perry or LeBlanc?
Perry.
Yeah, LeBlanc, I don't get him.
He's got nothing.
Yeah, I don't think he has anything either. I think
really?
He was lucky to be, I don't see him at
he's
all.
He's a funny guy.
Nah.
Really?
He plays the dumb guy really well.
Yeah. How long of a career can you hang on with that thing? Yeah,
I think these guys are lucky.
He's LeBlanc. Making more than we are.
Perry, yeah, he is.
Yeah.
Perry has some talent. I never got that from LeBlanc. I think LeBlanc is lucky that Friends lasted as long as it did. He was there, and he gets his residuals, and he's never going to have to work again in his life if he doesn't want to. And that's perhaps lucky or fortunate for him, because I don't think he's got it. That's just my own read. Who am I? Another guy with an opinion.
Who are you?
Who am I?
Who
All right,
are
so,
you?
Jen, what other things are working in the massive world of television? What big
well,
things?
Well, some fun stuff. TV Land has really found its niche making these new sitcoms, which are kind of like the sitcoms of old, which I think we miss a little bit. So they have Retired at 35 now. Yeah. They have Hot in Cleveland. They have three more shows that are going to start up during the summer and fall of this year.
Really?
One of them stars Fran Drescher. She'll be coming back to TV.
Oh, yeah. I can't get back.
That was predictable.
Another one is Kristen Johnson. She was in Third Rock from the Sun and Donald
her.
Faison from Scrubs, which will be fun. And then Christine Taylor, who is Ben Stiller's wife, along with Sherry Shepherd, will also star in another one called Rip City. So those will be coming soon to TV Land. The Hallmark Channel had big news. They've acquired Frasier. So if you're a Frasier fan, right. they have the entire thing. They own the whole show. It'll start on their network April 4th. And then, Rich, this one's for you, since you're kind of, you know, you're getting into good shape. Wipeout, you know, ABC's Wipeout during the summer.
Oh, we love that show. Sean and I watch it all the time.
They're casting. You can try out.
I can do it. Yeah, I love the big boss.
MysticArtPictures.com is the web address. You can try out.
Call my son right now and ask him about it. He loves the big balls.
I think we'll be moving on now.
Okay.
Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Jennifer Horn, Richard Fan, Roberta Fasanelli contributing. 51 after.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Skip the long lines and high prices at the florist, because right now at ProFlowers.com, you can get 2 dozen assorted roses with a free glass vase and a free box of chocolates for just $29.99. Just visit ProFlowers.com, look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 4444. Unlike overpriced flowers at the florist, which sit in the cooler for days, our flowers are sent fresh cut from the fields and are guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days. Just visit ProFlowers.com today to get 2 dozen assorted roses with a free glass vase and free chocolates for only $29.99. Order now and pick the delivery date you want. It's guaranteed. But hurry, because Valentine's Day is this Monday, and our special offer ends this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit ProFlowers.com. Look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 4444.
Vary by state.
After the hour, oop-a! Warren Eckstein, who is the host of the Pet Show and also the creator of wonderful supplements for your dog and your cat called Hugs and Kisses. You can find out all about them. Go to DougSteffen.com, GoodDayShow.com. You'll see in the contributor box picture of Warren. Click onto that, and it brings you into that wide, wonderful world, that kingdom of pets. All kinds of great information every weekend on his radio program. I have become aware that a lot of people in our country, Warren, are sharing their final resting place with their pets. And the pet cemeteries now are being asked in many communities to allow the burial of human beings, the remains of humans, because the dogs and the humans are best friends. This has been done on the Northeast. Let's see here.
Hartsdale Pet Cemetery.
Yeah.
And I, in fact, I just had dinner with the CEO of L.A. Pet Memorial Park, which, are you reading that article?
I am.
Yeah, okay. L.A. I just had dinner with Dave Stiller, who's the CEO, just last night, who's the head of L.A. Pet Memorial Park. And we're talking about this, and it's kind of interesting, because in many states, it's illegal for a person to be buried at a...
And why would that be?
I have no
ashes
idea.
Ashes are ashes,
you know,
bodies are bodies. How stupid. What difference does it make?
My point exactly.
My God.
However, you know, it's interesting, because Dave Stiller said that at his cemetery, L.A. Pet Memorial Park, which, by the way, is the second oldest pet cemetery in the country, Hartsdale in New York, where I used to work with, is the oldest pet cemetery in the United States. They say they allow it. But the interesting part here is that Dave...
And by the way, excuse me, Warren.
Yeah.
Why would it make any difference whether... You were buried in the animal cemetery or the animal was buried with you in a human cemetery.
I have
I mean,
no...
What is the matter with these people?
It makes no sense at all. However, it's interesting because even the gentleman, Dave Stiller, who runs LA Pet Memorial, where you can't bury a human with a pet, says, you know what, sometimes we kind of look the other way, and who knows what ashes are thrown over the pet cemetery.
Right.
So it's just the most ridiculous... First of all, I would... And this may sound morbid, but I would honestly prefer... if I'm going into the afterlife to be with my pets than
Absolutely.
Most of the people I know.
Exactly. And so you're included in that, Warren.
Thank you.
How about if we just take this, Doug? Here's an idea for you.
Okay.
We have both you and Charlotte cremated.
Yeah.
Whoever goes first gets cremated.
Yeah.
Then whoever goes next gets cremated.
Yeah.
And we pour the ashes together.
Yeah.
Shake, shake, shake.
Right.
You two will be forever intertwined.
You know, it's interesting, Richie, that you brought that up, because it's something that people don't understand. Let's say, in fact, your dog or cat does pass away and you want to have them cremated.
Yeah.
The majority of crematories in this country, what they do is they'll cremate in a group. So you don't know whose ashes you're getting back.
Yeah, I've actually been exposed to this.
But even, in fact, let's say they do the single cremation where it's just your pet. Unless they thoroughly clean the crematorium every single time they use it, you don't know what ashes you're getting. And that's why certain places like L.A. Pet Memorial Park, Hartsville, for example, after every cremation, those are totally cleaned out. So you know that when you receive the ashes, it is, in fact, your pet. And I think for a lot of people, emotionally, that's real important.
One of the things that
I'm
going to
have
doing,
a Viking funeral for my dog.
I'll put him in the boat and send him out to sea.
Yeah.
I have the farm that I own, the home farm that I own, that I've lived on for 30-some-odd years across the street from where I grew up. I have no intention of ever selling that. When I go, the kids will get it and they can do what they want with it. But as it has been Charlotte's happiest place, that's where I would put her, because that's where she... And I've fixed it so
that... Would you bury her
never
or
be,
would you cremate her?
No, I'd probably bury her.
You know, Doug, in Cobleskill, you all know Cobleskill, upstate New York. You know it well. Where I used to have my farm, I had a little plot on the property where I would bury my animals as they died. I had 40 or 50 animals at the time as they would pass away. And then I would actually hand carve each stone for them. And when I sold the property up there, as part of the stipulation, they have to maintain that.
Right. So that would be, and my land is not going to be developable. When I'm gone, it'll be a farm. That's it. So it could be sold to other people. The kids decide they want to sell it or keep it or do whatever. But you put the animal or the person. I would want my ashes probably to go there as well, a part of them there and part of them maybe in your backyard, Warren.
Hey, Warren, we always talk about ghost stories. Are there any stories of animals? Ghosts.
Oh, absolutely.
Are you kidding? I mean, I can sit here.
We'll talk about that another time. But I can sit here and tell you stories where people whose pet has died 5 and 6 years prior were lying in bed. Something was going on in their house, a fire, a burglary. All of a sudden, they heard their dog bark that died 5 years ago, woke them up, and reacted and saved their life. And there are literally tons and tons of stories like that.
Wow.
Great stories like that.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So anyway, if you want to be buried with your animal, you ought to be able to
So
be
instead
buried.
Of saying boo, do they go boof?
And you know what? The other thing is, if in fact they say, well, you can't bury the ashes or whatever, have the ashes combined. Somebody saves the ashes until you die.
Just leave me alone. If I want to be buried with my dog, just let me be buried with my
dog. More stupid government. Warren is here. Warren Eckstein on Good Day.